the holidays are a wonderful time spent with friends and family, but there probably are some touch points that you get in these times. You know, yes. Are you going to talk about politics at the dinner table? Can this person stay over? What kind of gifts are you getting? There are all kinds of things that can happen in the holiday season, and who better to walk us through this than Dr. Steve Craig from Craig Counseling Services. Dr. Craig, what do we do?
You should talk about every subject the whole time at family gatherings. Everything's right. Open.
Right. Just break the ice right away.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Go right at it. All right. This is one for that. Dr. Steve, I'm newly engaged and struggling with my fiance and her family. Now that we're engaged, her mother has invited my family to all their holiday events. She invited them for Thanksgiving and was offended that they didn't take her up on it. And when we left her house on Thanksgiving to go to my mother's house for the second dinner, she made snarky remarks to my fiance, her daughter, that this wasn't right. Now that Christmas is here, her mom has a big dinner every Christmas Eve, and then everyone, all her three sisters, come over at noon on Christmas Day, and everyone is supposed to be there. But we are planning on going to my family on Christmas Day. Last week, my fiance had lunch with her mom to tell her this, and then came home in tears, wondering why my family was so unwilling to be part of the family. And maybe we shouldn't even get married if we were going to be like that. Apparently, her mother feels her invites are rejected and feels like we are making my family a priority and wrecking their long-held traditions. My aunt fiancé told me that I needed to appreciate all her mother does and how important these things are for her, and that my family was isolating themselves. What do I do? This should be bolded. What do I do here? If I agree to this, I will be blowing off my mom. But if I don't, I'm starting out on a terrible foot with my new in-laws. Mm. Chris is smirking like he's been there before.
This is a no-brainer. This is a no-brainer.
Yep.
The problem here lies with his soon-to-be mother-in-law. It's a wonderful thing to extend an invitation. It's a wonderful thing to be able to have a special time with your future in-laws or your family, and getting everybody together is a wonderful thing. But that wanting or be willing to invite them to a special dinner like Christmas dinner nullifies everything that they have going on and all of their family traditions. And I don't see how there is any correlation of we don't like your family or they don't like us, or all of a sudden we're starting off our marriage on a bad foot. Do this on a normal Tuesday. Have them over for dinner and a glass of wine on a Wednesday. You don't need to do this on a major holiday for the first time and disregard everybody else's traditions.
Okay, wait, hold on. So then, I'm gonna challenge Chris.
Okay. Right?
So what do they do then? Because now you're this young guy, his mm-hmm. wife is saying this, and it's about her mother.
Mm-hmm.
So now, I mean, because I agree with everything you said. Now, what are you going to say?
Here's what you say. You go,
she's terrible.
No. You go, look, I would love to get everybody together, and I think we should do that. And my parents have nothing against your parents. They have their traditions on the holidays that they also want us to be a part of
mm-hmm.
that maybe are not the same as yours. So let's do this a different day. Let's do it for New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. Let's do it for another thing that we can get everybody together and have a nice time and enjoy each other's company.
But right. My mom
Chris is sleeping on.
But
Chris is sleeping on the couch.
I'll die on that hill. I got no problem with that.
He's on the couch.
She's gonna say my mom doesn't want to do it on those days. She wants to do it on the days she's been doing.
Well, then you throw balls back in her court.
Well, to me, it's sit down and talk and compromise. I mean, you know, for me, my mother-in-law have. You know, certain things going on Christmas and New Year's Day. My family had certain things, and we compromised. We ended up at one place the one half of the day and went to the other place the other half, and we would switch it. The next holiday, you know, we go over this person's house this part of the day, and we go over to my family's house part of the day. We sat down and talked about it and had some communication. That's what I would do, and that's what I've done, and that's what we've been doing, so.
I feel like this is a tale as old as time, like the young couple forms, and now you try and blend all the families together. But the young couple has to create their own traditions.
They
decide what they need for their family, and they move forward. If they say to one mother, we're not doing it this way, that's okay.
Yes.
If they say, now we're hosting at our house, that's okay too.
Yes.
But they're the new couple forging a new life.
And right. And that's what we'll talk about. But then the problem lies in the couple has to understand that that's their job. But the in-laws on both sides have to really understand that, too, because then if they don't, they're putting undue pressure on this couple.
Yes.
So it really starts with the in-laws. Because the way
wait till they have kids, too.
I know. Right.
And look, no. Everybody wants to have those special connections with you around a special time of year.
Yeah.
It's very normal.
But that's why it's so important right now for this couple to understand that when you're getting married, you're not just building this life together and I love you and you love me and whatever, is that you are now building boundaries around the family that you're creating. And if you don't do that, you have to recognize that you have to do that just as much as everything else right here and right now, because there's like family A and family C, but you're creating B.
Yes.
And if you don't start putting boundaries around that, you're doing too much of A or too much of C. And so you guys have to defend that and understand that's your job. And the families often don't. There's so many times that I had a family in my office a few months ago where they loved that their daughter was, or their son was marrying this woman and she was a different religion. I forget, let's say that they were Catholic and they were Jewish and he was Catholic. Okay. And they're like, we love him, he's great, everything's fine, whatever. Okay, but you realize that the kids might not be bar mitzvahed. And they might not be whatever. And they freaked out. Oh, no, that's not happening. I mean, he can marry in here, but we're still going to do everything that our family does. Uh-huh. They're going to come to, no, that's going to be a problem. And so when I have people in my office who are getting married, they'll often say, well, we're in love, and that's why we're getting married. I'm like, are you ready to actually, do you understand you have to build a family? And to do traditional stuff like if your daughter's boyfriend comes and asks for your hand in marriage, it's not just saying, I want to now be part of your family and all your traditions. You're mm-hmm. saying, we're going to build our own.
Sure.
Are you supporting that she now can go have her own family? Or are you thinking, great, you come and do all of our stuff? Huge pressures for the holidays and for young couples when the in-laws don't understand that.
Well, also in this scenario, does the fiance woman understand it too?
Right. She got lost in her mom there when she went to lunch, because mm-hmm. then she's not actually being strong enough to say, mom, and it's her job.
Yes.
She can't have the fiance say, here's how we're going to do it now.
No.
Right.
That's a problem. So she's got to go to her mom and say, we need to build our own traditions. So she needs to be strong enough to build that bond, that family B that they're creating. And that's really what's hard, is that mom doesn't get it, so she's got to break that with mom. Hard, really hard.
Well, we're so close to Christmas. If people haven't done that yet, next year they're going to do it. They're going to build boundaries next year.
That's exactly
already
right.
Set for now. We're going to do it next year.
Avoid it until December 20th next year.
thank you, Dr. Steve. I know these are issues a lot of families are facing, and we appreciate it.
Good to see you guys. Have a good holiday.
You too.
Counseling Services in Bloomfield Hills. More to come on JR Morning.